see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of the show. And welcome. Thomas Gamble is my name. And I've been doing this now for, I don't know, I've lost track, 4 years, maybe five, something. New World Order Fighter was the first name. Watchmen Chronicles, that was an interesting period. It was the second name. And the third name I've got now for my my program is Watchmen for Jesus. Kind of shows a progression in a way of my own thinking. Wasn't planned that way. When I first started off, I was really into New World Order, all the secular subjects and Agenda 21 and the Illuminati and the Jesuits and all this sort of thing, all that. Then the Watchmen Chronicles, it turned more toward God, that, wow, this supernatural part of it is really what's going on. And then when I had to change over to another name, various reasons, it wasn't planned this way. It was spontaneous. Change it to Watchmen for Jesus. I realized, subconsciously, or whatever you want to call it, that this whole conspiracy that we're in is supernatural. I could do research on the economics and the Nacera, I don't know, the Agenda 21, vaccinations, all these things, and do one particular show on each one. But family, I'd be doing you a disservice. I'd just be showing you a tree, but not the forest. You'll miss the whole forest if I just show you these individual spots. And unfortunately, by design, that's what a lot of people are doing. They're showing you trees, but they're not showing you the whole forest. And they're not showing you a way out of the forest. That's the problem. That forest has got trees and bushes and little animals and things that lurk and this, that, and the other, days and nights. If you look at the whole forest, you'll see that there's a way out of it. If you don't, you'll never find your way out of the forest. You'll be stuck in it, going around in circles. But you have to climb out of the forest into the tree to look out over it all to see the big picture. And that picture is Jesus Christ. And there are no other pictures. And there's no one that can claim otherwise with any substantiation. Every so-called religious book, if you want to call it that, except for the King James Bible, every single one, your book of Urantia, the Gnostics, the corrupted Bibles from the Roman Catholic Church, the corrupted Bibles they have in the Baptist and the Presbyterians and all those corrupted Bibles, and they are and can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Above all of them, the book in Buddhism and the book in Confucianism, that's the closest word to confusion I can get. Oh, yeah, it's got little sayings and stuff like that, whatever. It's only temporary use anyway. And whoever really uses them anyway, actually. It's all exotic to say, Confucius says, blah, 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 blah. Look how much I know. And you talk about Confucius. Okay, whoopee-doo. Now, when you go home, you're back to where you were. Every single time. How many of the 99% of human population don't have a clue what Confucius just said? Or who was Confucius? Except the quote just fits maybe a lecture or something. And everybody says, ooh, ah, that was so nice. And then they go about their business. But the blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible, is stuck around. And it changes people's lives. All the other books, all of them, no exception, not one exception of the trillions of books literally written in the history of mankind. Not even one. You ever notice that? Not one has lasted like the King James Bible. And the King James Bible, literally, can be traced back to the creation of time and the creation of this universe. King James Bible. Yeah, you can trace it back since it's the Word of God. It can be traced back to God. And with evidence of empirical evidence, actually. No other book can do that. Not one can do that. Think of one. You will not find it. Every book that you think of, I don't care who it is, from Mark Twain to St. Augustine to Eusebius to Origen, the book of Urantia, or the books that contain with the ancient mystery schools, it doesn't make any difference. All of them, when you trace them backwards, have a starting point. And their starting point is their end. You ever notice that? They all have an end where it actually started when you trace it backwards. And the origin can be traced also of who wrote them up. All of them. Yeah. Think about it for a minute. Okay, minute's up. That was a New York minute. You see, I find it to myself, I find that very incredible. But people don't like to hear that. I can't, on my shows, I can't finish the sentence. I can't adhere to the listening audience's desires. I can't, if I were to just stay with one group of subject, I'm doing a disservice. When I know that a lot of these subjects is coming out today and fears and fear mongering and all that, all have a reason to fear monger. I just can't do that because I know the purpose of them. And it draws people just like a moth to a flame. And the people gravitate toward the fear thinking that's going to solve it. No, I don't. Gravitating it don't solve it. Learning the mechanics of it, And then finding a solution, double, You see, now you're starting to get somewhere. And reprove it. judge it for what it is, and then find a solution. Now, that's what you do. Exposing is nothing more than teaching. I'm a former CIA agent, written a book, 3, 4, 5 shows, write my book, blah, 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 blah. I'm trying to expose the Illuminati. No, no. I'm going to teach you about the Illuminati, is what it really means. I'm going to expose them because they're going to be destroyed. That's the setup and the big lie. See, what they do is they, once they're done with their agenda, they take the subversive group and they change the name. That's all they do. Well, for example, the perfect example, before 1936, the Federal Council of Churches was deemed in 1936 by Naval Intelligence as one of the most subversive organizations in the United States, the National Council of Churches. No problem. After 1936, somewhere between 1936 and 1939, they simply changed the name. That's all it changed, to the National Council of Churches, which exists today. And when they meet, they have representatives of every church in America. Every denomination is there, filling up the subversive activities, Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Columbus, whatever, secret societies, with their diabolical plans of confusion and deception within the churches today, especially through the 501c3 churches. You say, what's 501c3? Well, it's tax exempt. They say, don't mix religion and politics, because they don't want you connecting the dots. So they've trained us that way from high school, middle school, grade school. We've heard, well, you can't mix politics and religion. What they should say is, we don't want you to connect the dots between politics and religion. Since they're already connected, we don't want you to connect them. That's the truth. Because the 501c3 tax exempt status means that church, to maintain its money, keep its money, they don't have to pay taxes. But there's a price to pay, and there's a package that the IRS sends your church that's 501c3. And the government, through the IRS hammer, 501c3 tax exempt status, tells your pastor, don't care who it is, your church, what they will teach and what they won't teach, what Bible they will use, what Bible they won't use. It controls, the government controls your church. And that pastor is too chicken butt to tell you and show you that letter from the IRS. Ask him for it. Watch, he won't give it to you either. They keep it hidden. They don't want you to see that letter from the IRS that they get in a package. Some of the pastors might give up the package, but they won't give up that letter. Very few will give up the package. You should form a group, a committee, and demand that 501c3 documents be revealed to you. Ho, ho. Woo, boy, would that stir up the heat. Mm-mm-mm. Especially if you've got that letter directly from the pastor. That's how the government controls your churches. They want all churches under 501c3. Heck, just fill out a Form 99. Don't pay no taxes. Don't need to be controlled by the government mafia. It controls your church and what it'll preach, the subjects it'll preach about. It controls it. That's how they do it. Y'all, you see. And then your mega churches, that's to blaspheme God anyway. The rock and roll music that they have there, impersonal relations, coffee shops outside the church. Church is so big, you just sit there, just listen to some rock and roll preacher who says Jesus every now and then, every once in a while, just to make it look like he's a Christian. And lead you away from salvation by many different methods. Well, the methods are clear. They're taught how to do it. They don't talk about the end times events, for the most part. They don't talk about the thousand-year millennium, what it's going to be like. They don't definitely, most certainly, don't teach you about spiritual warfare. And when you start talking about demons and devils and churches, they're the ones that think you're crazy because the churches never talk about it. Jesus talked about it. Jesus took demons out of people. But churches today won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Matter of fact, majority invite demons to their churches by the kundalini, holy laughter or spiritual, what is it, the holy laughter, holy drunkenness or whatever the dickens it is. That is false. And the tongues they speak today, that's not tongues of the Bible by no stretch of the imagination. All that babbling, that's not of God, because nobody knows what you're saying anyway. So how's that can be of God? God's not a God of confusion. So that speaking in tongues today in the churches is satanic. Absolutely. You don't know what's being said. A Course in Miracles. Course in Miracles? Miracles are performed by God. You don't need no course for that. A Course in Speaking in Tongues. What in the world are you talking about, Cletus? You don't teach someone to speak in tongues. Either the Holy Spirit comes upon you and there's an interpreter or not. You don't need a course in miracles and tongues. That's ridiculous. It's a waste of money for somebody and a collection of money for others and deception for everybody else. That's what they're doing today. Satan is operating in the churches, cathedrals, the synagogues, the smoke lodges, people being demonized. You can't be a born-again Christian and be possessed, but a born-again Christian or a Christian who's have taken Jesus as Savior even or just believes in God can be demonized from the outside, called temptations. Pushing your strings, working on family members, working on work situation to take you down, tempt you in certain different ways. That is going on today. And drugs, among many, 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 many other methods, are used to open up portals in your body, allowing possession. That's what they're trying to do to get in. But the angels of heaven that are around you, your guardian angels, keep them back. If you had glasses, hypothetically, that you could see the supernatural around you, the second heaven, as it's called, and you're able to see the supernatural, it would shock you to see the demons that's being kept back by the veil of God, by his angels that's following you, that's with you. This is where the armor of God comes so necessary. It's not just words. It is your weapon. Is that full armor of God. That's the real weapon that you have. You do the study on it, studying yourself to be approved, is better than M16. It's better than a 7.62, a 5.56 millimeter rifle. You're going to run out of ammunition. But if you got the Holy Spirit, you don't run out of the Holy Spirit. And that is what's going to come down to every single time. But in the meantime, today, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And I'm going to continue on, as I said, last night from 9 to 11 on Revelation Radio Network. Revelation Radio Network. And it's downloaded on my archives. Was part two, pretty much, of my focus on the UN, DHD, and the UN's agenda to take down the United States. And I got a whole bunch of things about that today. Some things I'm going to repeat to put others in context of new information today. Also, I ask that you go, when you get an opportunity, twice during the broadcast, first hour and then second hour, is go to the talkstreamlive.com, and then you click that green, click on my photo. There you go. Click it, and you click the photo, or that box, and then to the right of my photo, you click that green bar. That does a count of some kind. And then you want to come back to my website. You click the face, the photo. That takes you to my website. But certainly click that green bar. And if you want to stay there and listen, that's the place to listen also. You should be able to listen both places. So if you could do that twice during the broadcast, once between 4 and 5, and then second between 5 and 6. I just want to see where I stand and among the other talk shows and if I'm getting out to people. I do wonder sometimes because I do talk about very controversial issues. I'm not afraid to tackle them. I do go out on a limb. But I like to carry a parachute with me if it breaks. yeah. So, in any case, that parachute is Holy Spirit. I trust Him. I know some heavy rolls are coming all our ways. I don't know whether they're going to have a financial reset in July or if that was just another tease that they're giving us. Or whether it's in September, October. Who knows? The Christine Lagarde, whatever her name is, from IMF. It's French or something another. Who cares? Give us a teaser of occult numerology in one of her briefings. So the internet could buzz with predictions of a financial reset or financial fail in July the 20th and all this other stuff going on. Who knows? It's all to keep us busy and in fear. I say, hoo la la. Things happen, they do. Okay, we're in it. Let's get with it. If it don't, okay, we go to August, September, October, November, December, whatever. They are going to pull the plug eventually. When they do, well, it's closer to their downfall than it is ours. Because they get closer to that time when the tribulations are going to begin. They'll go through a period of placating. What's that called? The first seal. A peace and prosperity. Nasera, bills paid off, blah, 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 blah. Everybody celebrate, so forth and so on. Here comes Sananda Emmanuel, the false prophet, and religion turned on its head, and blah, 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 so forth and so on. Then when that's pretty much over, the celebrating, those of you that know already, buckle up. Because then heavy rolls are coming, and you're in the second seal, and it's all World War III. And that just gets you closer to the return of Jesus Christ to this planet. And it won't be in some silly UFO, neither. God don't need a UFO. There's no aliens, family. That's what they're trying to tell you. At the highest level of programs, they're trying to intermingle God and aliens and externalization of the hierarchy. They got it all mashed into a mug and stew. That's all wormy and old. But they're doing a good job, though, of muddying up the waters. There's no aliens. There's a lot of preachers. I mean, loads of them in all denominations. Doesn't matter. Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever. They all believe in aliens, that there could be aliens out there. It's impossible. I don't understand why these theologians don't consider the whole picture. Very simple. They forget about original sin. So if they want to believe in aliens, they can go on ahead. But then ask them about original sin, and their eyes blinking. And their mind starts thinking. Then they got to make a decision about whether to get mad at you because you're disrupting their thought process. Or attack you or something because it completely blows them out of the water. What do I mean by that? Well, real quick, I'll tell you, and then we're going to dedicate the broadcast and get on with the UN. But if original sin, which is covered in the Bible, that's the whole premise of the Bible, is forgiveness of that sin. That's the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. This whole premise of the Bible is us being forgiven our sin to have eternal life. Well, how did original sin start? Adam and Eve. It's that simple. So what do I mean by this? Well, the earth had Adam and Eve, right? Humans had Adam and Eve that caused original sin, carried through Noah to generations after, and we all have it. So, very simple. Did all the planets that have life on them, whether the reptilian or Pleiadian or whatever, Anunnaki or something another, so did they have their own original Adam and Eve, or did, I don't know, Adam and Eve do it for the whole universe? You know, how's that work? Or are we, the planet Earth, the only cursed planet in the entire universe? That's not quite fair, now is it? So are we the only cursed planet there is? Or are all the other aliens just blessed because they are? Or did they all have an Adam and Eve in their own planet? Wow. Whole kinds of Garden of Edens of all kinds, huh? You see how ridiculous it is? The heliocentric theory is wrong. We don't rotate around nothing. Everything rotates around the earth. The entire universe was created to function, to supply the earth with the necessary physics, chemistry, biology, heat, radiation, everything to support life on the earth and earth alone. Now they're starting to come out with that in some places, which that is what's going on. NASA is a nest bed of Masons that's taken a blood oath to lie to you. I can't beat around the bush on that one. All the astronauts are Freemasons. Now you already can't trust them. They can't trust each other. They keep secrets from each other and their families. There's something wrong with that inherently. If they don't see that, I don't know what to say. Oh, I just said it. Anyway, so chew on that just a tad bit, because that's the truth. There's no aliens out there. So what are they? They're fallen angels, and they're in the Bible. All the sons of God of the Old Testament, and Old Testament alone. Not the New Testament, but only in the Old Testament. Sons of God, Genesis 6:2 and 6:4. Job 38, verse 7. Jude 1 and Jude 2. Sons of God were the fallen angels. Sons of God after the Old Testament, New Testament, are those that take Jesus Christ as Savior. That changes the whole term of the sons of God. So the ones who followed God, the righteous ones before the New Testament, what were they called? The sons of man, not the sons of God. They were called the sons of God in the Old Testament because he created them, like he did Adam and Eve. But after the Adam and Eve, you had the sons of man. So all your prophets, men of God, even in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, they're called the sons of man. Okay, in the New Testament, those that take Jesus Christ as Savior are sons of God and daughters of God because they accepted Jesus as Savior. And still the sons of men because that's your parents. That's how that works. And Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Means he was begotten from the Virgin Mary. And Mary is not divine. Blessed? Yes. Divine? No. She can't hear your prayers, but Jesus can. She didn't die on a cross. Jesus did. Wore rosary beads, just costume jewelry. That's all that is. Rosary beads don't do a thing for you. If they're really pretty ones, it might make you look pretty. But that's about all they're going to do. Alberto Rivera talks about how the demonic realm aids in deliverance of that priest that do exorcisms, rosary beads that where things come true, not through God at all. It's to give power to the beads, power to the priests that do exorcisms in the Catholic Church. The demons, well, this is Alberto Rivera, who was a former Jesuit priest. They murdered him also, by the way, when he went public against the Catholic Church. I'm telling the truth. I dedicate the broadcast. I got started there, didn't I? Lord, We come before you today in prayer, Father. We pray, Lord, you cover us with the blood of Jesus around us, Lord, to bring us all together, Lord, to get our voices out. Lord, we need help down here, Father. We need help to keep us righteous, to point us in the right direction, for conviction. Give us courage, chastisement when we fall away, to keep us right, that we can spread the true word and the gospel. Father, we pray for our brethren. We pray for families. We pray for those that we've talked about before in healing, and their healing to be blessed. Those families that are separated and divided and being used to, for the attacks, that Father, you use these moments to bring them back together. Father, give us that wisdom, discernment, to see through these end times, to see through the deception being given by false prophets about the end times events. And Father, give us the opportunity, the courage, discernment, we can speak out against the false doctrine and false teaching that's going on today. Lord, give us opportunities to do this and the words to speak. We pray for our returning veterans, Lord. We pray for their healing. We pray for their power over the psychotropic drugs that are being given and forced into them. And Father, to render null and void those effects that these pills are having, they don't understand they're being targeted. To silence the voices in their heads, Lord, we know it's caused by technology and demonic influence coming from these drugs. Father, they don't understand this. To protect them while they sleep at night from the voices they hear. To silence the voices, Father, by destroying the technology. We need that help now, Lord. These 26 suicides per day, Father, is too many. One is too many. Father, we pray for children that are being sought after, abducted, taken by all the governments, used for ritualistic practices. And what they do to them. And to take away their sacrifices, Lord. To take the souls and leave the Wicca helpless within the rain. And Father, we plead that precious blood of Jesus around us all. And Lord, we call upon you to give us that full armor of God that we've prayed about, Lord. To guide us in our mission that we have to give. To raise us up. Educate us, train us, lead us, touch our hearts so we can touch others. We pray for courage on the pulpits, that, Lord, you convict those that's not teaching the truth, and to pull them out of these churches and start your true word of God and start preaching the truth. Father, we need that anointing. We need the real preachers to come out and to step out away from the crowd. Because, Father, we know when we pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, the problem is today, people out there that don't really study the New World Order, the conspiracy theories and all that, they're looking for quick answers to solve this problem that they see is coming. But they don't know what problem it is. They hear from family members that are studying, but not being taught properly, that there is a corrupt government. It's quite the understatement. What they're not hearing, though, is the way to defeat them properly. They're not being taught that. And that's a problem. Because they're taught about the notion of conspiracy theory is wrong. It's crazy. You're nuts. You're nutcakes. And so forth. When you start giving conspiracy theory. But the government's corrupt. It's like, what do you think they're corrupt about? They're corrupt about because there's a conspiracy. Yeah, that's conspiracy theory. What do you think being corrupt is? I mean, how, what is corrupt defined as? See, it's a tag. It's an association that they've developed. So they assume that if you're high level, you're from TV or you're international, you got to be telling the truth. Well, actually, it's quite opposite. They're not. At the highest level. The Council of Foreign Relations controls all your media. Heck, it goes back to congressional records back in 1915. And they've controlled it ever since. People don't want to see that, though. They want to hear it. So all you got to do is just keep trucking. Keep trying. And don't stop. I've been corresponding with various people off and on. And I gain knowledge all the time, just like everybody else does. And it just, even as long as I've studied this conspiracy, I learn something new every day, literally. And recently I ran across several believers, and one list I got that obtained from them. For example, the way that Satan is operating, the way the Illuminati is operating, is they cause iniquities, demons in the soul, apostasy, doorways, portals. That's how Satan wants to get into a Christian or gets into a human, is by these portals. It's opened by certain activities we involve ourselves in. Directly or through another, to kill, steal, and destroy your soul. What am I talking about exactly? I'll tell you. It's all connected. By killing the family, you cause abandonment. Okay, abandonment, murder, abortions, music, rock and roll, satanic, occultic, rebellious, sexual, drug-oriented. Family goes back to the 1960s. Notice that music changed in the 60s. You know why it changed in the 60s? It was planned in the 1940s and 1950s through Tavistock on changing the music. You know where the music of the 60s came from? The ones that wrote the songs? Literally were challenged through ritual and connections to demonic beings. This is confirmed by them. I'm not just giving you some kind of a, you know, tabloid response. I'm telling you what they say. All of them, from Michael Jackson all the way to country music, Miley Cyrus, I mean, all the way back to whenever, to reorientate us to the sins. Now, I ain't saying this because I liked rock and roll. But the old folks back then were right. They went against rock and roll and almost worked till they came up with the charismatic movement and Christian rock and roll saved rock and roll. John Todd confirms this. Y'all see how it works now. The 60s, music, Beatles and Elvis and all that, was planned through Tavistock. And they have to sign a contract, literally, whether they believe in Lucifer or not. If they don't, for them, even more the better, because they said, well, I'll sign the contract. Who's got Lucifer or whatever? I don't believe in him anyway. I'll sign it. Yeah. They get their million hits. But they're in league with the demon. This is confirmed by him themselves. Rock and roll stars who gave their soul to the devil. Look it up. And the ones that come out of the matrix, they end up committing suicide, don't they? Drug overdoses. Jumping off of this, jumping off of that. Killing themselves one way or another. Because they don't want to lose that soul. Satan doesn't. The music industry doesn't. That's what's really going on. That's where you get one-hit wonders. They do one hit, and they say, okay, you did really good. And it's going to go top. We'd like to sign you on. Oh, good, goody, goody. But you got to sign this contract here with Zodiac Records. But then you got to sign this contract here, too. What's this one? Well, that's one to one we call Lucifer. We can't sign that. Well, you're going to have to. If they don't sign it, they will not get another hit record. It's that detailed. Okay. Music, rock and roll, abortion, murder, abandonment, abuse, mental, physical, sexual of children, elderly, or anyone, opens up portals of the body of those doing it. Neglect, anger, nightmares, blasphemy, off-color jokes, child abuse, children witnesses of domestic violence, people that represent Satan, witches, and witch doctors. Ever heard of Halloween? The cursing. Lord knows I did enough of mine when I was in the Marine Corps and after even. Certain words I can't even say at all because of conviction I get. Sometimes that one slipped here and there. Not the ones that involve the naming of God. My body, I just can't do it like I used to. It takes away little by little those sins that you commit. Pride, defeat, rebellion, disfavor, rejection, dishonoring your parents, relational curses from authority such as parents, pastors, grandparents, teachers, doctors, husbands, drug trips, drunkenness, self-imposed curses as negative words you speak about over yourself. Man, I'm just not worth much. I'm tired of this living. I don't want to live anymore. I just don't like myself anymore. I'm just a man, you don't say that about yourself because you're cursing yourself. Satan convicts you. Now they add to it the psychotropic drugs and the ELF transmissions that reduce it down to 6.6 hertz. It's scientific. You add that to it, you got yourself suicide. And they induce it. Let me say it again. They can induce it, and they do induce it on people, especially our veterans, by design. When y'all going to want to stop it? You got to face it first and know where it's coming from. The fear and terror they cause, soulish prayers or utterances and gossip, gambling, stealing and perjury. Gambling sucks you right on in. Gluttony, tattoos, hatred of God, teenage pregnancy, all these things, idolatry, unbelief. Man, I've got a list here that somebody gave me that is like blinding. It's so many. And once you understand these things, from Ouija boards to biofeedback, pentagrams, these things open up portals in your body. It's chemistry, biology. It's physics. Making blood packs, people cut their finger and witchcraft and other things. It's real cute, you know. It's on TV and all that, right? So they do it for real. The life is in the blood. You're sparing some of your soul to somebody else. That's a ritual. That's never meant to happen. It opens up portals to be possessed. That's where your children start changing. Wearing black nail polish or pentagrams on their system. Getting the tattoos of various demonic symbols. You see a change in their friends, a change in their clothing, a change in their attitude. Family, that's possession. You'll find it quite a bit in Freemasons' families. Because when they took the Freemason oath, first, second, third, fourth degree, on up to 33rd, you've invited demons to your home. They will influence your children and your marriage. That's why you have a church-going deacon in daytime and abuser at night at his home. Because he is possessed. Or you have a generational curse. This is what's going on today. And it's picking up steam. The chanting. It's like, okay, on this broadcast today, we're going to go into a mindset. We're going to talk about things. Okay, everybody ready? Okay, 10, 9, 8, 7. That's hypnosis going on you. Trying to throw you into a trance. You not even know it. It's called, I forgot what you call it. Anyway, It's a form of trance setting. Yeah, that's what it is. I said it anyway. Your different charms are like gang signs for demonic entities saying, ah, he's with me. Opens up a portal. Comes through the armor of God into you. You change. You feel the difference. Psychic portraits and prayers and healings. Chi and martial arts. Psychobrenetics. Oh, clairvoyance, ritual abuse. Man, I'm skipping over 20, 30 of these things. Well, I can't do anything. Well, which one of those you want to do? A little sorcery? Soul travel? Ooh, yeah. Do my soul travel, man. Just come out of my body. But where's it going to be when I get back to it? Oh, they can do that through the silver thread. The silver cord. Physics. That's what it's all about. Tarot cards. Healing magnetism. Talismans. Handwriting analysis. All this jump. Telepathy. Horoscopes. Theosophy. Idolatry. The third eye. Incense, incubus, transcendental meditation, that's where it all comes from. The book of Urantia, levitation, it shows you power, but it's not you. It's not them. It's a demon they've summoned to do that lifting. These David Copperfields and all that, they've made their soul with their pact with the devil. It's demons that do those tricks, some of them, and they change DNA. Yeah. This is what drives it all. Amazing stuff. Necromancy, Wicca, mind idolatry, witchcraft, numerology. Heck, that was demonstrated with that IMF director. We played it yesterday, numerology. They're letting you know they're into it. Other people had no idea what they're talking about. Zen, yoga, kundalini, tantra. Family, I've only touched about 1/25th of the whole list. I'm just giving you an idea of what you're all dealing with out here in this world. That's what's really going on today. You need the spiritual warfare. Well, all that has a lot to do with the UN taking over. Has to do with ADHD. You didn't expect that, did you? If I diagnosed your child because he's hyper, heck, he's a child, for goodness sakes. Maybe he's drinking too many Cokes or something. By the way, you know the old Coca-Cola back in the 1860s, the 1970s? Almost 100 years of Coca-Cola? Why do they think they call it Coca-Cola? Cocaine. They put cocaine in it. The jingle for it in 1860s, 1870s, and 80s, 90s, early 1900s, the jingle for it was, it relieves fatigue. What does that mean? It means it was an energy drink. Well, I've never had cocaine, but from what I understand from the effects of it, it gives you energy. It makes you, yeah, oh, wow, oh, hyper. Well, they put cocaine in the darn Cokes. It relieves fatigue. They're just telling you. So they get a whole century of generations hooked on the drug, hooked on the Coca-Cola. That was a Freudian slip. So the generations say, oh yeah, Coke for breakfast, Coke for lunch, Coke for dinner. And it has an enormous amount of sugar. Enormous amount. Boil it and watch what happens. It dissolves nails too, by the way. So they got a whole generation plus, two generations at least, hooked on Coke. Then they take away the cocaine and load in the sugar. The Pepsis, Diet Pepsi. Write it down, look it up. You can do it right now if you want to. The lawsuit against Pepsi-Cola. Diet Pepsi-Cola had fetal material in it. Can anybody say cannibalism? Hey, look it up on your own. It's right there. Uh-huh. That's Satan laughing at you. Look it up. You see how it does? That's an abomination. The vaccines are an abomination in your body. Now, abominations, drugs, ADHD, psychotropic drugs, all the shooters in schools, an enormous number of shooters, over the edge number, every single one was on Prozac or some other antidepressant. Every single one. They put your kids on Ritalin. All this is unnatural. Do I have to tell you that? You should know that already. So the lying psychiatrist, I said it exactly right. I'll say it again. The lying psychiatrist will diagnose your kid with ADHD and have to give him some pills on a regular basis that calms him down. Yeah, it has a way of doing that, you know, when you take antidepressants. It kind of calms you down. Does everybody that way, by the way. No kidding. It's an abomination to his body. Thereby opens up a portal. A lying possession. And they know it too. Now some of them might not, but that's no excuse. That's how they get in. That's where ADHD comes in. It's a fraud. The vaccinations are too. They'll engineer a pandemic in a location. They'll report it nationwide and scare the dickens out of the whole nation so they'll all start getting vaccinations and make it mandatory if it's really a bad one. You don't get vaccinated, you have to, can't go to school or you lose your job or whatever because they want that abomination in your body. Bottom line, the demons of the Old Testament, the Nephilim, that lost their physical bodies in the flood, want bodies back again. I can't get more plainer than that. The disembodied spirits that were not of God came from Nephilim, hybrids of the fallen angels and daughters of man. Genesis 6:2 and 6:4, they were disembodied. The bodies were killed in the flood, were drowned in the flood. They want the bodies. That's why they're trying transhumanism, to extend the life of the human body that they control. That's a big, big picture. That's the forest. Or at least a section of the forest. Of what's going on today using alchemy, witchcraft, science, biology, transhumanism. Mixing the biometric, the bio code with a computer code. Tapping in on the brain using microchips. Implanted. See what's happening? Oh, they sneaky. They sneaky, sneaky. So that's where ADHD comes in. And if you're a Freemason, I'm sorry. But if you're a Freemason and you've brought Satan to your home, those demonic entities, they're going to attack your children. They're going to cause them to act certain ways. Because you're not protected by God. All the good deeds will not protect you. It's not going to happen. You can give to the poor widows all you want. Won't matter one of the hill of beans until you renounce that blood oath and get your butt out of the Freemasons. Get out of there fast. Matthew 5:33-37. You could take no oath. And there's no such thing as idle words. That Master Mason is lying to you or he's greatly deceived. God don't see no idle words. Every word you speak, he takes as gospel. Well, family, they're going to focus on your children because they're looking to the next generation. And each generation, they start chipping away at your sovereignty, at your belief in biblical principles. And as I've told you all before, I've given you evidence of this, that 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, and I quote, education, 1930, is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Humanism and every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote. Humanism is a religion of the Antichrist. That have faith in yourself. No, you have faith in Jesus Christ. He'll help self. They've got it all backwards. We've all been taught wrong. But once you create your own planet, you know, that ought to be a change right there, huh? Once you inherit your own planet, become a god, can anybody name somebody that has? I can off the top of my head. But if you can, shucks, let me know. I kind of don't think you're going to do it, though. That's humanism. Man to become his god. That's not going to happen. Common doctrines and goals of secular humanism and Marxism and Leninism has pervaded our schools, colleges, and universities since the day education even began. Our founding fathers were deists. 80% of them were. Something I realized, I'm a former Marine and U.S. Marine. I am a former officer in the Marine Corps. You're never ex, right? You're just a former. I considered myself a super patriot. I joined for two reasons. To serve my country. And the second reason, I'll be honest with you, to kill. My mind, my heart has changed since 1983. But I joined the Marine Corps in 73 for just those only two purposes. That's it. It's never to acquire skill to when you get on the outside. It was never for my occupation later or whatever. It's never for a career, unless I really liked it, or for a career outside the military. It was strictly to serve my country, which I thought was an obligation, and number two, to kill and do it legally. I had a different heart back in my old days, young days. Excuse me, I'm old now, young then. And I have to tell you that, because I went through some massive changes since I became born again. But then I realized what was really going on. That all wars, I mean, since the Revolutionary War, all the way up to the Vietnam War and the war in Iraq, all wars are pre-planned. And the outcome of the war is already determined. Now, that was a shocker when I found this out. Now, I'm going to give you, you know, they keep telling us that America is not what it used to be. We're a colony of England, and we always have been. There's a problem. And say that we're losing the way America used to be. Well, that's not true. Here's the other side of it. It's not that we're losing the way America used to be. We are seeing how America has always been, but the veil is being removed and the illusion is being revealed. That's what's really going on. That's the epiphany I had this morning. That we're not losing the America or the way America used to be. We've been lied to all along. What we're doing now is we're actually seeing how America has always been in the background and hidden in the shadows. But the veil now is being removed. And the illusion of what we used to believe America to be is being revealed to us. It's always been. Now, for some of you, it may be hard to take. But all these events, New World Order, so forth, has been hidden from the public all this time. And now they think they have total control. They're revealing themselves little by little. Now it's coming out more than little by little. Now, in taking control of the body, this goes along with ADHD and the children and so forth, there are certain principles that they adhere to. the more unnatural that the body has become, the more access it has that they can demonize it supernaturally. The fetal material, fetuses, the fetal material, for example, or animal remains in Coca-Cola, makeup, the vaccines, formaldehyde stuff, whatever, the more it's prone to possession or demonization. They're not telling you all that. They use copper and tin surrounding an individual in ritual, drugs, other unnatural substances that actually facilitate the possession of the body. That's what the Tower of Babel was going to be made of. Copper and tin. The two together in alchemy facilitates possession of the body and changing of DNA during a ritualized event. Our pre-planned wars, that's against the spirits, not the flesh, is to take life force energy and use it for not only possession, but also to change DNA and to give up souls. That's what war is all about. Oh, it's way past money. Money is just a byproduct of it. Praying in earnest and priority. You can't rationalize prayer, fasting. You got to take the time to do it above all else, especially when you rest. Make sure your petition or may become infected. You're at that time. You may be off guard. Prayer in the morning and prayer in the evening. Do y'all remember back in the day? Was it the 40s? Was it, I don't remember when exactly. The 50s or 60s, somewhere in there. The sleeping pill? That destroyed many people's, and also destroyed many people, the sleeping pills. The tranquilizers and bennies. Sleep aids. It was used for possession. Thus allowed not only suicide, but also to put people in a state of medication. And legal. So they put the agitation, release fatigue. Yeah, Coca-Cola, yeah. Take a sleeping pill. You see what they've done? Well, wasn't that sneaky? So they give you Coca-Cola, get you all hyper and going, yeah, man. And then they say, well, I can't sleep at night. I don't know why. I don't know why. Well, hey, they got sleeping pills now on TV, do they? Yeah, sleeping pill, man, it's cool. They take sleeping pills. They bring you up, and they take you down. You wake up groggy, no problem. Drink a Coke. It relieves fatigue. Go up, take a sleeping pill, go down. Do I have to tell you about the aluminum in the pots and pans back in the 50s and 60s? Aluminum causes Alzheimer's. Family, wake up. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Pharmakia, sorcery in Greek. That's what pharmakia means. Pharmakia is Greek for sorcery. Pharmakia is a root word for pharmacy. Hey, Claytis, where are you going? I'm going down to pharmacy, man. Get me some ibuprofen at the pharmacy. Well, old Martha looks it up and says, well, pharmacy? Wait a minute. In my Greek courses, yeah, I found out pharmacy was pharmakia in Greek, and that means sorcery. How about your one-a-day vitamins? Remember that? Are y'all sitting down? I hope you're sitting down. Did you know, I'm not going to reveal my sources, but did you know that the one-a-day vitamins back in the day came from the birth canal water made up of one-a-day vitamins that increased the energy sevenfold given to workers? They would stick a needle, the mafia would stick a needle into the womb and pull out a water of horses, cows. They pull out the water from the womb, a big old long needle, and that would be used to make the vitamins. The industry changed from the mob to pharmacy, producers now. That's where it started off, the one-a-day vitamin. Birth canal water made up the one-a-day vitamins back in the day. And it was mostly by the mob, mafia. Then it passed on to pharmacies, for producers of the vitamins later. How about your energy drinks? All over TV, drink one drink, they show you on TV. Guy runs all day long. Isn't that amazing? Energy drinks is based on stimulating your electrolytes. Turn a person into a battery. You know, they're doing research now. Probably already finished it by now, but doing research on electrical eels and how they create their own electricity, their own sorcery. It gives you a false power. If they can do it, we can do it. They bring in recruits. Demon possession gives them all the fake powers that they can use and pulls in more people for new recruits. The evolution of man will be faked using scientists and science, but controlled by demons from the outside to the inside. Your microchips, digital tattoos, they're going to try to get to where you can run off your own energy. Person of the sun. Those that know what I'm talking about, you'll know. Ra is returning. Nuru, the god Ra, person of the sun. Where the body will repair itself using your DNA. They plan to turn you into your body into a cyborg by the age of 13 to 14 years of age. In comes International Rights of the Child. I always have to come around a 360. I just don't come out and say it. That's why they're going to take your kids. To turn that next generation, to train your kids to be better, to play a piano at the age of 5, to do all kinds of things at the age of 3 and 4 and 5 that you couldn't, that even adults can't do. Family, they're manipulating the DNA, and it's by possession. So they first have to train the parents. They give the parents a pill, becomes a surrogate parent of their own children. Have a parent correcting officer. It's coming. That to protect the child. Parents can't interfere with the brainwashing going on. That's why they don't want to have homeschooling. Y'all better listen to what I'm saying. You've got, look up Jesus camps. Oh, what a CIA operation that is. Man, you got Helga out there that I think she could work at Paris Island any day as a recruit. For men, too, this woman. Some of these Jesus camps are CIA brainwashing. You know Jim Jones was a Jesuit? Castro was a Jesuit? Billy Graham's a 33rd degree Mason and given a Jesuit certificate. Family, you are surrounded. With Jesus Christ, you can see the forest and not just the tree. Holy Spirit will open up your eyes. You want to be blinded? Stay in the forest. Just look at the trees. But through the Holy Spirit, He'll show you the whole forest and how to get out of there. They're training parents to be less responsible for their children. They can They're training the children to disregard the police, the school, and church as influential factors. That's why you have an enormous, enormous number of female teachers from 30 on down years old, 35, even 40, that's having sex with their teenage students. I mean, there's an enormous number. This is why. You have certain police officers that are told as they come on, they're former felons. The policemen out there know this too. They're under a blood oath too, not to tell anything. They're coming into the precincts and to the sheriff's departments and so forth. And they're the ones doing the shootings and beatings and rapes and all that. It's to put a bad light on law enforcement. So you're no longer influenced by officer friendly. The teachers are acting badly. They even have movies. Hey, they've got movies about teachers acting badly. Come on now, wake up. In the 1980s, they had a song about teachers. Something, I forgot it was. 1980s rock and roll song. About teachers acting badly. This is what it's all about. It's brainwashing. I'm not stepping over the edge on this. This is a fact. Facts I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, to show you something else, that's what I see now where this comes into place. I let God lead me in my broadcast, man. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Did y'all go to TalkStream Live? Go to TalkStream Live this hour, if you would. Hey, well, you know, I remembered it. And click on my picture there. Click on that green bar and see where we go. Just curiosity, I guess. And also let y'all know that we're played up in HighPointRadio.net. And HighPointRadio.net, John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. He plays us our shows and Bible studies randomly. Bible study tonight, 7:30 to 9 o'clock. Now, let me show you what they're doing here. That was my commercial break. Here we go. Now, listen. You all watch those musical videos, right? Some of you do, with country music or, no, it doesn't matter. It's all areas of music. Man, you don't have sing-along with Mitch anymore. He is not there, man. And Benny, whatever his name is, the big bands, you don't have it anymore. That was to placate you. That was designed to placate you, family. Back in the days, well, your parents. Benny Goods, or whatever, I forgot his name. Anyway, the big bands and all that wholesome music and whatever. You know, sing along with Mitch, watch the bouncing balls, sing along with Mitch, okay. Well, it went from that to, ain't nothing but a hound dog, yeah, okay. You know, we go on down to the fifth dimension, and do y'all like that? Anyway, we go through all this stuff, and it changes. In the view of the second, okay, the fifth dimension, you know. Family, those were indicators of what's coming in the New Age movement. Brainwashing at its best. Now add the drugs to it. 1960s. Woodstock, as we sock on steroids. Look at there, what they got going on. Now y'all getting the picture? Now, I'm going to show you another picture. Ha! To show you how your children are being brainwashed, and you. There is around 10 mind control symbols that's used in your music videos that you don't know about. And they're symbolic of what I'm talking about right in front of your face. I'm going to tell you what they are. Now, I covered this a little bit last night in my broadcast from 9 to 11, but I think I need to cover it now because I got a different audience. But you need to know this and how they put it in your face with their arrogance. And for mind control, for example, number one, you have butterfly tattoos, butterfly clothing, belts, hats, other fashion accessories of a butterfly. Now, what's the deal with a butterfly? Well, look up. You can do it right now if you want to. You can do it in about 5 seconds. Look up the MK Ultra Project Monarch operation. Monarch Butterfly. M-O-N-A-R-C-H. Monarch. Look it up right now. Remember I talked about yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah. I believe it was about Tavistock. And under Tavistock was the MK Ultra program for the CIA, controlling children in colleges. They pick and identify and use. That's what colleges are for. It's like you go into a chicken farm and pick out the best chickens that you know which ones you're looking for. That's what the colleges are for. Yeah, buddy. That's where you get your paid tuition. You get all kinds of things going on. Science, sports, they're recruiting. It's a recruiting farm. Sandusky, the sex, now you see about the sex thing. The sex thing is not about sex. It's about opening up portals, allowing possession, demonic realm of the person sodomizing that child, or raping, or if they disappear, the murder. It was all about. Sandusky was a sacrificial lamb. Take Sandusky and multiply times 10,000 plus and more throughout the United States. Now you got it. See, the thing about Sandusky, either you made a boo-boo or was going to tell, or they just used him to make it look like they're trying to stop it. Man, he's just one of tens of thousands in every college and university in America. It's recruiting for Satan and children. I will say from 1984 through March 2012, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children allegedly assisted law enforcement with more than 187,800 missing child cases, resulting in the recovery of more than 175,200 children. Now, but here's a problem. 797,500 children younger than 18, 700, almost 800,000, 797,000, almost 800,000 children younger than 18 were reported missing in a one-year period of time. In a one-year period of time, resulted in an average of 2,185 children being reported missing each day. Now, according to this report, 203,900 only were victims of family abductions. Well, subtract 203,900 from almost 800,000, what do you get? And of this, 58,200 were victims of non-family abductions. Well, 115 children of that whole bunch were supposedly victims of stereotypical kidnappings, which means that child's involved someone the child does not know or a slight acquaintance who holds the child overnight, transports the child 50 miles or more, kills them, demands ransom, or intends to keep the child permanently. One of the two. Now, wait a minute now. Something's not right here. If the math on that, and they don't cover it in this report, well, we got a little bit of a problem. If I'm not mistaken here, if I'm mistaken, then sorry. But so we got 797,000 in this study, 500 children, and 203,000, if I do this correctly, that leaves, 593,600 are still unaccounted for. And then 58,200, one particular non-family abductions, minus 115 for a regular steward. We got a problem here. There's a big problem. If I did the math right, that means 535,000 are unaccounted for. What's the deal here? They're missing something here. 535,285 kids are unaccounted for in a year period. So this study is really out of the whack, or they're telling on themselves. Where's the rest of them go to? What happened to them? Yeah. Now you see what they do? They're used in rituals, two-legged wombs, made into assassins, traumatized, made into assassins. I've talked about that yesterday, or I mean last week, I think. Or was it yesterday? Day before? Anyway, not day before. Where they fracture the personality, traumatize one, and the personality fractures into multiple personalities. Each has a different, like a frequency. You give a word, that personality comes out of the person. Give another word, that personality comes out of the person. That's how they make since the establishment of the cyber tip line, March 1998 through March 2012, the cyber tip line received more than 1.3 million reports involving possession, manufacture, distribution of child pornography. Whoop, there you go. The online enticement of children for sex acts. Child prostitution. Oop, there you go. Child sex tourism. Child molestation, not in the family. Organ trafficking. Ouch. A study about child sexual victimization indicated that as many as 1 in 5 girls and 1 in 10 boys, it's going to be higher than that, could be sexually victimized before adulthood. That should open up somebody's eyes there. And this is from their own National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, www.missingkids.com. I found it the other day. Now, to show you on TV how they're putting in your face, now I'm going to tell you. Here's how kids are influenced. Number one, the butterfly tattoos indicate the MK Ultra Project Monarch. So when you see movie stars and you see children stars and Disney and all that, and they got the little butterflies, what they're throwing in front of your face is that they're part of the MK Ultra mind control. And that's where your, what was that in Disney? Mickey Mouse Club. A lot of them came from Mickey Mouse Club. Disney was a massive, massive pedophile. That's a fact. Man, I got over 139 pages of the Disney family. Man, you would not believe it if, I mean, I don't have time to go over it all. It is off the scale. And as a matter of fact, to see if I can pull it up here. Oh, yeah, I got it. Now you can understand how Richard Dawkins came out last year. He defended Richard Dawkins, the mouthpiece for anti-God, that Richard Dawkins. He defended mild pedophilia. In an interview around the 10th of September, 2013. Richard Dawkins defended mild pedophilia in an interview, and while the quote itself is quite jarring, especially to those who look at Dawkins for his influential writings on atheism, and there you go, atheist, whose side you really on there? It's far from the first time that this scientist, launched defense on the behavior or talked about his own abuse at the hands of boarding school teachers. Jesus camps, boarding school. MK Ultra. Colleges, fraternities, sororities. Is it starting to come to you? Referring to his early days at boarding school in Salisbury, he recalled how one of the unnamed masters pulled me on his knee and put his hand inside my shorts, unquote. He said other children in the school peer group had been molested by the same teacher, but concluded, "I don't think he did any of us lasting harm." See, there is where the possession begins. And it goes on to talk about it, but you got the point. There's other shades of being abused by a priest, and you know that the Roman Catholic Church is based on paganism, covered over by Christianity. That's a fact. Constantine was pagan, claimed himself to be Christian, to pull in the Christians. It is a cover for the ancient mystery schools of religion in the 4th century. The Vatican created Islam in the 6th century. And every other religion thereafter. Nazism, fascism, communism, all comes through the Vatican, through the Jesuits. I give the name. Adam Weishaupt, May the 1st, 1776. May the 1st, 1776 was the plan for the World Revolutionary Movement began. Brought to America, Declaration of Independence was part of it. Formed by the Vatican, by the Illuminati, was the Declaration of Independence. It all comes around. It's all connected. Ben Franklin, little squatty man with the glasses and looking for lightning with the key and all that. Yep, Ben Franklin is a known pedophile now from research that completed. He was a Satanist. You all getting the point here? I go back to what I said. It's not that we're losing the way America used to be. What we're seeing is how America has always been, but the veil is now being removed and the illusion is being revealed. God gave me that this morning. He told me I had to say this today. It's not about reducing sovereignty. It's about looking to Jesus Christ for your help. That's what it's all about. It always has been. Do you think in the end times events when Jesus Christ comes back, that he's going to have America's over here, Germans over there? Y'all bring your flags? You didn't? I don't know how to provide one for you, Angel. Give me an American flag for this group and give it to Joey, German. And that'll work that way. There'll be a one world government after Armageddon, but a benevolent leader, and his name is Jesus Christ. Not Sananda, not Yeshua, not Yeshua, not Yah, whatever you can't even pronounce the darn word, name, is Jesus Christ. And there'll be one language, just like it was in the days of Noah. One language, one leader, one world government, but benevolent. But before that, there'll be a one world leader. He is called the Antichrist. And it's a coming. Now they're unveiling it to you, letting you see, little by little, using his minions. The UN, taking control of your children, so you'll not have righteous ones praying against it. By the prayer of one righteous man, God will listen to that prayer. They're trying to cut that number down, and they're starting with your children. This is what it's all about. There are shades of being abused by a priest, and this article author said, I quoted an example of a woman in America who wrote to me saying that when she was 7 years old, she was sexually abused by a priest in his car. Another one. At the same time, a friend of hers, also seven, he says, was a Protestant family, died, and she was told that because her friend was Protestant, she had gone to hell and would be roasting in hell forever. Third one, she told me, of those two abuses, she got over the physical abuse. It was yucky, but she got over it. But the mental abuse of being told about hell took years to get over. See what they're doing? Mild pedophilia, what in the world are they talking about? Cletus, what's going on here? They're saying it's okay because they are involved in the demonic realm. That's why. The Boy Scouts marched at Pride, made us proud. Now you see why they use homosexuality. It's not about sex. It's about opening up that realm, about them tapping into the demonic realm to give them power that's not theirs in the first place, of those that understand this pedophilia. Now they're going through the Boy Scouts of America. This disabling or changing the face of the Boy Scouts, that goes back to Georgia Ann Geyer and reports she sent to the... You can get a report of it if you want. Sorry. I'm a mistake. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's even worse. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Man, that woman's still kicking. Based on a report for the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, 1977, and previous court opinions, which are probably worthless anyway, stated that the federal government should, I'll skip over everything else, eliminate the traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner, wife as homemaker, and integrate all male and all female organizations such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, and sororities. What it did was planned for in 1977 when they finally got around to it, eliminate traditional male roles. And to eliminate, I'll go ahead and cover it, the traditional feminine roles, she suggested that they should draft women to the military, then assign them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women. And the purpose of that in 1977, when the time came, to eliminate traditional feminine roles. Now, to fulfill this, 1977 had to wait until 1993. So Billy Bob Clinton, a Satanist that he is, along with Pat Buchanan, to have Don't Ask, Don't Tell in recruiting, to bring the homosexuals in, the military. You're straight-laced, masculine, Marine, or Army, whatever, is not going to get along with the proverbial feminine homosexual. You're not going to get along. Definitely not in the showers. And that's proven because of 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults that's been reported in 2011. That's a problem. You've had good Marines and military resigning or retiring, getting out because of the invasion of homosexuals in the military. So 1993, some 13 years later, Billy Bob Clinton, working with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a Supreme Court justice during his administration. Connect the dots. So about 10 years later, it took that while. And in between was Oliver North and Giafrida and Reagan and all the rest of them planning for a military takeover in 1983-84, Operation Northwoods. So they had all this planned out, man. All this is planned out. So, don't ask, don't tell. That let them come in. The military. And then Obama, his role, once they finally got everybody in, was saying, now you can come out of the closet. And that's when it all began. It hit the fan. You had a very large, very powerful lesbian connection between Paris Island females in recruit training and boot camp. And the command structure down there in Paris Island and Washington, D.C., of a lesbian ring of officers. Powerful. Very powerful. You don't believe me about 1983-84? Well.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giuffrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giuffrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giuffrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir.
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan, in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
May I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
A plan to set up a military dictatorship in America was the 1930s and was secretly being conducted by FDR and the elite, unknown to the American public, using a Major General Smedley D. Butler, but he blew the whistle. There's a plan to have a military dictatorship in 1960s. And by the action of JFK, and definitely not working together, but JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Bobby Kennedy, that military takeover did not occur. There's another plan for taking over America with a dictatorship, 1972 and 74, by Nixon and General Cushman of the Marine Corps. That's confirmed. I got the details. And then 1983-84, another dictatorship was planned, as you just heard, by Reagan, Giuffrida, and all the rest of them. Knights of Malta, they are. Secret societies, that's the enemy. And that's the enemy of themselves. And even Bush had said, had hinted about being a dictator. They all wondered which one was going to be the dictator. The plans by Nixon, Executive Order 11647, once it didn't happen, transferred it to FEMA. And the FEMA regions is an exact copy of the plans enhanced, actually, that Nixon set up. Executive Order 11647, 1972, February the 12th, actually. Executive Order 11731 in July of 1973, the following year. And Executive Order 11495, he would then effectively take over government departments and offices. Schlesinger knew about it and had actually contacted and controlled and considered using the U.S. Army in Fort Bragg to counterbalance the Marines if Nixon had actually started doing it. They were going to kill Agnew with a unit from LAPD. Finally, this is all documented. Glasshouse tapes. Lewis Tackwood, 1973. Family, it's not that we're losing the way America used to be. We're seeing how America has always been, but the veil is being removed and the illusion is being revealed. And now the immigration goes all the way back to FDR, the invasion of immigrants. Actually, family, the immigration invasion began, are you sitting down? The actual immigration invasion began in the year 1425. It began in 1492. I'm really giving you the whole forest. And then came the slaves in the so-called Bible Belt. You Bible Belt folks, your families, you white folks in Bible Belt, whose families going back generations and generations to 1600s, and had slaves, you got a lot to repent for. You have a generational curse on your family. You have to repent. And the black folk in America, you got a lot of forgiving to do. And once you all repent and forgive, 2 Chronicles 7:14. You might have a stay of tribulation, who knows? The veil is being removed. The illusion is being revealed. And then came everybody else, the Chinese and so forth, to make America, now called America, the melting pot of the world. And this was by design going back thousands of years. Back to where days of Nimrod. I should have jaws dropping on the floor about now. See, because then you had a one world government, one religion, one language, and one culture, and God divided them all. Aha. Family, this is deep, what I'm telling you. So now the immigration to invade the United States, to reduce the sovereignty, to reduce the family influence, all that is taking us to the New World Order. And America is the last one to go, and it's been planted way by your own leaders, subservient to the Vatican. The Vatican is subservient to Illuminati, and the Illuminati is subservient to the fallen angels, the demonic realm, and Satan. Why did Nancy Schaefer have to die? Because she was closing in on this child trafficking. She was closing in on the main way that they were going to use those children to have a demonic influence on their plans and give them power. And many congressmen, CEOs, military leaders were going to be named. Let's hear what she had to say again.
Well, my name is Nancy Schaefer, and I'm from the state of Georgia in the United States. And thank you for your gracious invitation to join you tonight. And thanks to all of you who have made this incredible World Congress of Families number 5 in Amsterdam possible. It's a privilege for me to join you tonight and to be with you in some pro-family policy here. I will share with you on the unlimited power of Child Protective Services. I served in the Georgia State Senate, and after 4 years of viewing the ruthless and unsparing actions of Child Protective Services, also called CPS, which I'll use tonight, I wrote a scathing report entitled The Corrupt Business of Child Protective Services. Thank you. The report cost me my Senate seat. Here's some copies of the report if you'd like to get one. However, there are causes worth losing over, and this is one. I'm going to talk about some of the problems and then some realistic maybe solutions for families and children, and maybe look to some steps that we can take. This is not to say that there are not those children in wretched situations who need to be removed. There are, and we all agree. But tonight, I'm talking about those children removed from their homes intentionally for profit. Children are seized unnecessarily from their families due to the federal aid created in 1974 entitled the Adoption and Safe Families Act. It offers financial incentives to the states that increase adoption numbers. To receive the adoption incentives or bonuses, local CPS must have more children. They must have more merchandise to sell. Funding is available when a child is placed in a foster home with strangers or placed in a mental health facility and medicated, usually against the parents' wishes. Parents are victimized by the system that makes a profit for holding children longer and bonuses for not returning children to their parents. This is abuse of power. It is lack of accountability. And it is a growing criminal political phenomenon spreading around the globe. Oftentimes, but not always, poor parents are targeted to lose their children because they do not have the wherewithal to hire an attorney or fight the system. Being poor and lacking proper housing does not mean your children should be removed. CPS has redefined poor to mean psychologically inferior. Therefore, it is in the best interest of the child to be removed. Best interest, of course, has also been redefined at the child's expense. It has been reported over and over that 6 times as many children die in foster care than in the general public. Once a child is legally kidnapped and placed in official safety, the child is far more likely to suffer abuse, including sexual molestation and/or rape. Caseworkers and social workers are often guilty of fraud. They withhold and destroy evidence, and they seek wrongly to terminate parental rights while being protected by state immunity. There is a huge bureaucracy made up of judges, court-appointed attorneys, guardian ad litems, social workers, state employees, court investigators, therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, foster parents, adoptive parents, and on, who are looking to the children in state care for their job security. Judges have control over private living arrangements and income of 48.3 million Americans. The United States Census Bureau reported in 2002 that $40 billion in transfer payments were made between households of custody parents and other parents. That money, $40 billion, is under the direction and control of family court judges. In environments covered with confidentiality laws that protect the wrong people. Fathers are victims of this unjust system. Child support payments, even without having visits with their children, are choking the very life out of fathers. Three fathers, of whom I am aware and have been in touch with, committed suicide in the last 12 months because they lost the opportunity to even visit with their children. These are... Well, my name is Nancy Schaefer. ...to even visit with their children. These are crimes against humanity for financial gain. Rights are removed from parents. Human rights, civil rights, and even religious rights. One illustration of what took place in my district is that after many calls, I decided to call a meeting in one of the counties of my own district. I personally called 37 families that had been in touch with me who had all lost their children, grandchildren. I had them meet me in the library one Saturday morning. We started at 9 o'clock and we ended at 9 o'clock. We had 50 families standing outside the door that could not get in. We didn't have time to talk with them. There was incredible anguish and profound suffering from these families. Some children had been taken off the school bus, taken out of the hospitals, or taken out of their homes in the middle of the night, and even worse. It was just an incredible ordeal. These parents, trapped in the system, become like refugees. They're dazed and glazed and have no one of whom to turn. They do not know what to do, and the loss of their children is devastating. After having worked in this arena for several years, I do not believe that a single child comes out whole after having been in this system. Many foster children make up the homeless population of today. I introduced legislation, Senate Bill 415, in my last session. A substitute bill was written at the last minute by the chairman of the Judicial Committee. All the strong points of my bill had been compromised. I was told, accept it, Senator. At least you will get your some legislation passed. And I answered with, obviously, you do not know me. I did not come to the Capitol to get legislation passed. I came to make a difference. What can be done? An independent audit should be called on every state of all Child Protective Services departments. I am in touch with congressmen and state officials, and the door may be possibly opening very slowly. A federal congressional hearing is needed. But let me add, due to the hundreds upon hundreds of cases that I've been called to consider, I placed calls to state senators, representatives in their respective states across the country, asking them to help me with certain families. And I was told, if I help that family or if I help you, I will lose my job. Abolish the federal and state financial incentives, and those are taxpayer dollars. Those dollars have turned CPS into a business that takes children and separates families for money. Open family court. Remove the confidentiality laws. Give parents their rights verbally and in writing. I even feel that to terminate the rights of parents, the case should be heard before a jury. Family rights and parents' rights must be protected. We do not need more influence, like the UN's Convention on the Rights of the Child. It's anti-parent, anti-child, and anti-common sense for the family. There has to be perseverance for any great reform, and great reform is needed in this area. As Charles Spurgeon put it, how do you tame a lion that is well fed? First, he must be brought down. Second, his stomach must be lowered. How do you tame Child Protective Services? It may be only by closing it completely and starting over.
Now, I do want to add to this. I may talk about it again tomorrow. If the talk stream live you listen to goes off, I will be continuing a few more minutes on my own network. WatchForJesus.com. I'll still be keep talking. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about the International Rights of the Child. I'm going to start off with. And we'll cover that in detail. And the different amendments or different articles that relate to them taking your children. Nancy Schaefer and her husband, Bruce Schaefer, quote, "The bodies of Bruce and Nancy Schaefer, 74 and 73, respectively, were found Friday evening around 6 p.m. by their daughter, the couple's Clarksville home. The daughter was one of Schaefer's five children. This is 2010. Lived in the same gated community as her parents and entered the home when she was unable to reach them. And after finding her parents dead in their bedroom, she called 911. Now, you'll note that a mainstream media newswork, FoxNews.com, carried the line of version of killing with officials said that husband shot former governor lawmaker in the back. Governor investigators concluded that Bruce Schaefer, 74, shot his wife, former state senator Nancy Schaefer, once in the back in the bedroom and then shot himself in the head. I've got the reference here. Then also the version varies from others said it was Bruce shot himself in the head and not the chest. Wonder if they've got the story straight. Miss Schaefer was shot once in the back and her husband was shot once in the chest, according to other versions. Nancy Schaefer had been encouraged to run for high office and presidential candidacy, according to comments left at reporting websites at their deaths. She had done much exposure with reported CPS pedophile ring activity, and some believe that she and her husband were executed for it. In the event that she did not intend to run for public office, since learning of the CPS pedophile activity, the guilty parties knew they risked certain exposure, indictments and prosecutions, and penalties. Her violent murder, after exposing pedophile information, comes in the heels of attempted kidnapping event in Haiti. Information suggests her husband was not, in fact, suffering from cancer, according to reported statements from relatives. So, did Nancy Schaefer know how high the child kidnapping and pedophile corruption really goes? What will American people do without basically a good public officials like Nancy Schaefer, who care enough for the welfare to investigate and expose the truth? See, there's a PDF file I've got here. Anyway, Senator Nancy Schaefer was for the Constitution, anti-abortion, the Ten Commandments, the daughter of a North Georgian Superior Court judge and granddaughter of a state legislator. Nancy Schaefer became visible to the public in 1985. She organized the Constitutional Liberties Rally in Atlanta. In 1986, she founded Schaefer Family Concerns, Incorporated, nonprofit foundation dedicated to issues such as display of the Ten Commandments in public buildings and opposition to abortion. And the couple had been married 52 years, had 5 children, and would they be involved in a suicide-homicide after raising 5 kids in the family? No. No way. Now, I'm going to cover this again tomorrow. I'm going to cover it all week. I gave you the details of why the pedophile ring operates. The extreme details, the highest level of why they actually operate. And it also is linked up to wars that's been created and caused. It's all because of the supernatural realm. That's what it's all about. Well, family, we've come to the end of the program, and I appreciate your attention, and tomorrow we're going to continue. 1, 2, 3, 4, won't it? I do believe. And let y'all know about, we're played up at John Kirkler, highportradio.net, highportradio.net, and he plays this randomly, our programs and our Bible studies. Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. He has 3 towers. And also my website, watchmanforjesus.com. It's a very simple website. I got a basic knowledge of web design. Very, very, very basic. So I'm using it mainly for my broadcasts and archives. And I've got some studies there that are pretty detailed that you might be able to use. And those 3 studies I got, several studies actually, they're going to keep you busy. Because you use those to trace other connections. There's a timeline there. HPV vaccinations and suicide conspiracy, how it really works. And that's all. It's quite extensive, actually. Tomorrow, we're talking about globalism. That was awkward, very awkward. Globalism, the bottom line, and how the attack on the family is, the humanism, how it involves. We'll talk about that in detail tomorrow. And more about the pedophile rings and international rights of the child. We'll talk about those tomorrow in detail, extreme detail. This is what's going on today. And I know about this alien lie that they're coming out with, and a lot of these folks out there are trying to get you all to believe there's aliens out there, and there's not. I explained that the first part of the show of why they're just not. And a lot of folks claiming to be Christian, which they're lying, or they're sadly mistaken, are trying to lead you away from the King James Bible and calling aliens aliens. And even Christians are saying this, and it's not possible. If you go with the Bible, aliens are not possible. You see? And so all this is connected to this conspiracy that you're involved in on this earth. What I'm trying to do is show you all the forest and not look at the individual trees. Get out of the forest and look at the forest. Don't look at the individual trees only. Because there's an end to this. There's a way out of this forest. It's through Jesus Christ. Repentance of sins, taking him as your Savior, and being patient and loving each other, caring for each other, telling the truth for goodness sakes alive. What's wrong with that? Y'all have a good night. And tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9 on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And we have Bible study from Tuesday to Friday, broadcast from Tuesday to Friday, 4 to 6. I'll say it again, Bible study from 7:30 to 9. So y'all have a good night. And know that Jesus Christ wins. Whose side you're going to be on? Because it's not possible for those who follow Satan and this world system. It's not possible for them to win. That's what's going on today. That's the bottom line. That's the forest. Have a good night. God bless. This is the Watchman, signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted.